These are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Pep Guardiola felt City had earned their toughest victory of the season after beating battling bottom side Sheffield United 1-0 at the Etihad on Saturday. Gabriel Jesus scored the only goal as the leaders ground out their eighth successive win in the Premier League and a club record 12th in a row in all competitions. City controlled the majority of possession, but Chris Wilder's team limited them to few chances and almost snatched a late equaliser through John Fleck. The Blades had beaten Manchester United earlier in the week, and with the winter weather not suiting his team's preference for fast attacking football, Guardiola admitted that the spirited visitors had pushed his side to their limits. Moving on, and City reportedly turned down the chance to re-sign Edin Dzeko in the current window, with Guardiola insisting he is happy with the shape of his squad. The Bosnian is set to leave Roma after a breakdown in his relationship with manager Paulo Fonseca and could be involved in a swap deal for Inter Milan's Alexis Sanchez. The 34-year-old spent five seasons at the Etihad, winning the Premier League twice, but City ruled out bringing in a new striker despite injury and illness problems hitting Sergio Aguero and Saturday's hero Jesus. Reports suggest that City were offered the chance to sign the veteran forward, but the club turned down the opportunity for a reunion at the Etihad. Finally, and young winger Jaden Braff is close to joining Udinese on loan. The 18-year-old is expected to undergo medical over the next 24 hours. Braff has previously attracted interest from Borussia Dortmund and Bayer Leverkusen, who have since moved to sign Leicester's Demari Gray. Should Udinese look to make the loan permanent, City value Braff at £8 million and are likely to include a sell-on clause in any deal. That's all for now. We'll have more later.